Hi. Greetings. Welcome to Elven Pod 3. And I'd really love to share with you a little about the process of remembrance that underlies the heart of the Silver Wheel. And that is the heart of the calling that the Silver Wheel and my own work embodies, which is really simply of remembrance and remembrance of who we are. And we are in a time of great remembrance, and this remembrance is so profoundly natural. That is, it's stemming from the very heart of creation itself, from nature, a natural unveiling. And who we thought we were simply falls away in the space of that remembrance. And that is a process that is also extraordinarily emotional and can be overwhelming, challenging, beyond belief, really, that who we've thought we'd been, genuinely thought we were, and the reality we thought we inhabited, little by little falls away and something else stands in its place. And those memories can come through with such power, but also fineness. It's almost like being the brush of a butterfly's wing just passing over you, and this movement of memory, of a fragment of awareness, of a knowing that comes from somewhere else within you. And there is a quality when you feel this knowing that is truth. It's as though something diamond, crystalline, that dwells beneath, so much deeper and so much more fundamental than everything else, has come into your awareness. And you can feel its power, its light, as though as it awakens within you, it has a will to shift everything inside you so that it can reform your whole cellular body and become that which you are here in your body as a human being. And for me, that has been the shining remembrance. That's been the process of allowing those shining codes of self to actually move through and become who I am once more, and to release what in the space of that remembering comes to feel like a cloak or a veil that I simply chose to clad myself in for the time that I did, and no longer feels to be part of that deeper field of truth. And it's almost as though its insubstantiality is revealed by that deeper field of remembrance. And until that moment, that cloak or that veil of identity actually just seemed intrinsic. There seemed no question of it moving, even if it didn't feel rich or satisfying or deep. It didn't feel either like it could go anywhere. It was simply what was. And then as that breaking through of that deeper reality takes place, it comes to seem incredibly insubstantial, and intuitively, intrinsically, one begins to feel the possibility of it actually lifting, dismantling, departing, dissolving once more into the infinite from whence it came. So this, at a very inner level, is the experience of shift, of remembering, of becoming, of awakening to who one is. And for it to happen in one body, in one lifetime, is quite extraordinary. It's almost like living two lifetimes in one where you've existed at one band wave and the other at a completely altered one. And the extraordinary thing is that we're doing this together, and that the earth is doing this, and that our physical galaxy is doing this. that it's happening at a level that is not just within ourselves, but beyond, all through. And I feel this, that part of starting the Elven Pod and starting to share, it's like another wave of that collective reality and light of remembering moving through for myself as that which I am in this moment. But I also feel it. It's almost as though, as I share, it's part of a simultaneity of remembering and reconnecting, as though in our spaces we have been in this awakening, this remembrance, the hues of our wings, of our mantles of light, of who we truly are, a little at a time, powerfully, in waves, in fragments, as that butterfly's touch of remembering in our solitude, our stillness, in our ceremonies, coming through. And we have been cladding, remembering. It's been ebbing and flowing, and as though enough of that has arrived that our collective field of remembrance is now forming. And it feels like in the realms of light that are also very tangible, like they're here, they're part of the light that we are birthing here as our field of being and beingness, that we are coming into this circle. And with our field of greater remembrance, we are linking one with another. And I saw this week almost like a golden topaz, that this field of golden topaz, almost like gifting one to another, these crystals of linking, of remembrance, that say, yes, we are in this field of new light together, this light of the new sun, that is matter. The golden topaz is solid, it is crystal. This is matter, this is a reality that we are walking, that is spoken of as the new earth, and yet paradoxically holds so much ancient creation that is re-stirring and re-moving into a new era of light. And it's though, as we connect in this circle of light, as we reconnect through our ancient and future, our earthly and stellar remembrance of who we are in our mantles of light, that we are preparing for this transit point onto the golden pathways of the new earth and onto a journey of remembrance such as we've not even begun yet. That's the message that keeps coming to me. We are just beginning with this. And as we embark on these golden paths, as we make this transit point, there is also such an emotional poignancy. And I think that's a quality of pressure that all can also be mounting. We can feel when we are still experiencing the identification within the old aspects as though we are being intensely pressured and overwhelmed. And when we see that at the inverse level of remembrance, through the eyes of the soul, what we're feeling almost is a tremendous calling to leave behind the old earth, to step over. And in that is also, if you like, a dying, a transit, a loss, a leaving behind. And when seen through the eyes of the soul, is seen through love and beauty, poignant and soulful and immense, but full of beauty, and knowing that we make this choice from a place of love. And we feel the calling of this greater field of creation, both within ourselves, within the earth, collectively, as a choice of greatest love, as that which we can do for all the realms. And then from the smaller aspects that are dying, you know, when we transit into that view, when we experience it from there, it can feel like the most intense oppression or pressure that is mounting and building and building and building upon us, and almost like being crushed, or overridden. And such is the paradox of this time, those different viewpoints that we can experience within our own being in the space of our own passage. And the message that I wanted to speak you know, as I drummed and attuned and wanting this first album, Pod 3, with number 3, stepping into a more fluid creation and sharing. So I tuned through the drum and listened, and it was just that sense of speaking how valuable the remembrance, how precious every particle of your remembrance is at this time. There is nothing that the earth longs for more than for us to awaken and remember who we are. There is no greater gift that we can give at this time. And it's so beautiful, yes, to remember. There is so much. We're remembering a different timeline. We're remembering a different way of being on this earth, a way of peace, a way of intensely sovereign co-creation from a space of love with so many layers within it. We are not coming to something that is entirely unwritten. There is such a depth of ancient remembrance and a continuum within this space. So there is intensity, there is depth, there is a sense of the all that is within this space. And so we do not lightly step into this power and this beauty. It is immense. It shakes us to the very foundations of our being to make this choice. And in some ways, it's a great surrender to step over. We surrender that smaller self. We surrender the last vestiges of our fear, our reluctance, our unworthiness, all that's held us bound, all that's held us back. We surrender, and we surrender to ourselves. We surrender to the remembrance, and we cross the threshold, and we pass further within, and there is so much in the space beyond. That is the message coming. It is just the beginning of a great, great journey of remembrance that we are making. There's so much to be received. So this was what I'd love to speak for Elven Pod 3, and to share that, and to share that I really feel this great circle, this golden circle of our remembrance that is vibrational. And here I'm speaking words, but it's ebbing amongst us, unseen but so tangible. And every fragment of remembrance that restores, we do for all. It's felt like this beautiful mosaic restoring itself that reverberates and makes possible another fragment of remembrance, another fragment of return in another part of the mandala, the mosaic. So truly, the remembrance you hold touches all. So blessings and love, and I shall share again Elven Pod 4 coming next week, and stay true to this flow of sharing and speaking and following this longing also. It's a longing to be present together again, this field of unity that it's calling. So very much love, and I shall see you soon. Tertian, ore, fentiera.